next page in the calendar, 97-18-14, City of Lancaster, Fairfield County Budget Commission, Mr. Bernice.
Good morning, Chief Justices. May it please the court. Mr. Chief Justice, I'd like to introduce Mr. Justices, this is a matter of life by the Federal County Budget Commission delegation of the government fund, revenue assistance fund, and for the purposes of revenue, I'll just refer to the local government funds. A couple years ago, the county ran from a statutory method of allocating funds to an alternative method of allocating funds. And when they did that, they needed the approval of three groups: the Board of County Commissioners, the legislative authority of the city located fully partial to counties with a great population, and a majority of all the other participating subdivisions, including municipalities located fully partial in the county as well.
And on that second criteria, is there any question in this case that Columbus is the predominant county, predominant city in that county?
With regard to the issue under appeal, we would argue that for purposes of the statute and approving this alternate, that the city of Lancaster is the largest city in Fairfield County for approval purposes.
Well, but is that, I mean, all we have to do is look at populations, geographic locations, and read the statute. How do you say that Lancaster is bigger than Columbus if Columbus is in part in this county? That's the problem. The case was very simple to me, and I'm giving you a clear shot at me because it's one that I've kind of made up my mind on before I even hear our argument, so you ought to.
Let me address that question. First, in order to make a determination that Lancaster is in fact the largest city for approval purposes, the first issue we have to address is what we consider the ambiguity of the statute, okay? Now, the ambiguity arises for two reasons. Number one, if you take a literal construction of the statute using this phrase, the legislative authority of the city located fully or partially in the county with the greatest population, in order to come with the construction that the budget commission came with, they did not use a literal construction. They inserted the word rather inside of that clause located fully or partially, which in effect rendered the location of the city fully or partially totally irrelevant, which led them to determine that Columbus was in fact the largest city, because it was irrelevant where that city was. We submit that the literal construction of this statute turns upon the construction and definition of the word or as used in that clause. Statutes using the word or and separating individual members of that clause are taken separately, meaning you read the whole statutory phrase using located wholly in the county with the greatest population, and then you read it again using partially located in the county with the greatest population. So when you read it twice, you got two cities that come up with this largest city vote, Lancaster and the city of Columbus. Now,
would a grammarian follow your reasoning, do you think? I guess I was persuaded by Chairman Keener Johnson's attempt at using grammar and sentence structure to convince me that, as Justice Douglas says, the statute's pretty clear. I mean, you have to read words into it to get the result you want. You have a strong argument, certainly, but it's a policy argument. The General Assembly has made that policy decision, it seems to me. Don't we have to read in with the greatest population in the county, in the county, after with the greatest population?
You have to read into it.
And the General Assembly could have said, that's a very different application of the statute. It seems to me the General Assembly is where that decision is made, is it not? It could have done that.
Well,
probably was urged to do it, I suppose, but.
To reach the county's construction, you had to insert words. You had to insert rather located wholly or partially. To reach our construction, you also had to insert words. That on one level establishes its ambiguity. That word or, it's a disjunctive particle, which means in grammatical construction you have to take the member that is next separately, read that phrase twice, and that renders that statute impossible of execution. And that establishes its ambiguity because, of course, the General Assembly intended that statute to be executable.
Under their interpretation, you have 701 versus 35,000, you would have five people living in the county, and they still would have
control. Under their interpretation, in fact, we have seven instances where this has occurred throughout the state, where you have a larger city annexing into a traditionally rural county, where the county seems like it's traditionally a larger city, where, for instance, the city of Columbus has annexed into Delaware. At the time they annexed into Delaware, they just annexed a couple of cornfields back in 1990 or so, and they had no population in Columbus in those cornfields. So conceivably, they were the largest city in Delaware with no population in Delaware County, and displacing the city of Delaware.
What do you think were the legislative intentions of
the statute? Well, I think the legislative intent behind this, you have to review the history of the statute and then about the government fund allocations. Historically, we have allocated these funds according to a statutory method. The statutory method is in the code. It's composed of several steps that county auditors and budget commissions have to do, and they use the tax budgets of the local governments in calculating this distribution under the statutory method. And they have to take the tax budgets and the balances here and tax balance in these accounts from tax and subdivisions, and they come up with this allocation. And that was fraught with a lot of litigation because county auditors couldn't do it right, wouldn't do it right, were unable to do it right because it was so complex and so confusing. It spawned a lot of litigation. So as a result of all that litigation, the General Assembly said, okay, local governments in these counties, you folks decide amongst yourselves how you want to allocate these funds. And but before you do that, you agree prior to your allocation and county. But county commissioners, you get a singular vote, ostensibly because you have the greatest relative need or allocation of that short method. In order for this thing to be legitimate, we've got to have you on board. Second vote went to the largest city because traditionally the largest city in the county had the greatest distribution under the statutory method. And they needed that vote from that city to lend legitimacy to this alternate method. And then collectively, the remaining subdivisions had a great collective need in a statutory allocation. So that's why the remaining subdivisions got a collective block vote and put in this alternate.
There's no question you have the most equitable argument, maybe the most sensible one. But try me again with the language. It seems to me your argument is that you wanted to say the legislative authority of the city located wholly or partially in the county with the greatest population. That's what you want the statute to say. Now let's look at what it says. By the following governmental units, Board of County Commissioners, the legislative authority, we know what that means. It's got to be a city council or somebody with legislative authority. The legislative authority of the city located, we know what that word means, wholly or partially, that's clear, in the county. How does that say the city with the most population in the county? It just says located wholly or partially in the county.
I think it's an imprecise statute. It is ambiguous. And I would submit, how does that say that Columbus is the largest city?
Okay.
If you give the word or, it's statutorily designated definition of a disjunctive particle.
All right, and you say it's ambiguous. Which words are ambiguous? Legislative authority is not ambiguous, right? City's not ambiguous. Located is situs. Wholly means the whole thing or partially.
I would submit that the use of the word or in that clause that does it fully or partially creates the ambiguity, because if you give it its grammatical construction, or, you are to take each city separately, you read it separately with fully, you read something with partially, you come up with two cities. That can't happen. You have to have one city and one city only.
Modify with the greatest population, though. That tells you which city the General Assembly intends.
Well, it's the city.
It's either the city that has the city with the most population, whether it is the city that is entirely in the county, as Lancaster is, or the city that is partially in the county, which Columbus is. It's so clear.
Is the city located wholly in the county with the greatest population, or the city located partially in the county with the greatest population? You pick them. And the Budget Commission was not given that statutory authority to pick them.
Of course, it doesn't include the word either anywhere.
It does not. Moreover, seven Budget Commissions throughout this great state of ours have had a case passed upon the construction of the statute because they have had this exact same situation in their own counties. And each and every time, when these Budget Commissions have adopted that they have designated the city located in their county with the greatest population in their county as the greatest, most populous city. And another way of determining the statute's ambiguity is when it is given different constructions by different authorities who are in a position to construe the statute. Certainly, most commissions are the administrative authority in this state, designated by the General Assembly, to administer and, in fact, construe this statute. And I would submit that because seven other budget commissions have construed it in a manner that accounts for this, that therein establishes its ambiguity as well. Moreover, well, Columbus, under this alternate method, that's $14,000, really an insignificant amount. Lancaster traditionally received between 31% and 35% of the fund under a statutory allocation, but when we went to the alternate allocation, they were cut back down to 27%. I think each percent was between $40,000 and $60,000, so six times 15, about $300,000 blown through their general revenue stream.
So Columbus is voluntary all of my information.
Once the statute, are there any more questions on ambiguity? Once we determine that it's ambiguous, then the court is allowed to look at the statute and determine the legislative intent. And I submit the legislative intent behind the statute was to get flexibility in the allocation of these funds, to get rid of all the litigation and have the parties in the county, the local governments in that county, decide among themselves how their tax dollars are going to be distributed to their governments. Not the intent of the General Assembly to have an outsider make this determination, as has happened in Fairfield County. One of the reasons why I submit that that is not the case is when the General Assembly went to draft the statute, historically under a statutory method of allocation, Columbus had no say in the statutory allocation.
Why would it make any difference to Columbus how it's distributed? I remember when we used to go through this every 2 years as a Toledo City Councilman. It would be the county be suing us, or we'd be suing the county, or Oregon, or Maumee, or somebody would say we weren't giving them enough. Why would Columbus care? Yeah. As a matter of fact, wouldn't Columbus, because of the Municipal Government Association, probably side with Lancaster?
Well,
and do whatever Lancaster wanted.
I can only speculate, but on the first level, you know, Columbus does not care how it's allocated, because they really don't get anything. But if you let them into the process at this level, and they are in fact the controlling board, or one of three controlling board, if there's an alternate, then they'll say, well, if you want an alternate here, and you're only giving us 14, well, we want a little bit more than that for our vote. How much is it worth doing? We only have 700 people here, but how about a couple hundred thousand for our vote? So they get an allocation that's far out of proportion to representation.
That is speculation, isn't it?
That is speculation.
Okay.
Okay. In any event, they are not entitled to a traditional statutory allocation at all, because they don't file their tax budget in Fairfield County. Okay? And if you file the tax budget in Fairfield County, that means they have a greater portion of municipal value in that county. So they don't file their tax budget in Fairfield County. So you have to think, why did the General Assembly insert these words in the statute, okay, fully or partially? And we submit the General Assembly inserted those words in the alternate provisions of the code as a signal to the Budget Commission and said, hey, historically, these straddling subdivisions, be they municipalities or cities, historically didn't get anything under a statutory method, but they do have population in your county, and you must deal with them under this alternate method, at least to the extent they get to vote on the alternate method. Why would they also use the phrase located fully or partially to designate those municipalities in a block vote of all other remaining subdivisions? I think they use that phrase, fully or partially, for the same reason and for the same purpose, not for two different purposes. One, to designate a city such as Columbus, and two, what would be the meaning of using the phrase a second time in the statute that would be superfluous? You have to give the same definition. In might as well say this way, the object sought to be attained by the legislature in enacting the statute. Please submit that the construction placed upon by the BTA and appellant completely frustrates the ultimate purpose of the statutes and a more fair, reasonable, and truthful legislative construction of the statute is the one advanced by the civil magistrate. Second proposition of law, if this court is to believe and find and uphold that Columbus and Zachary City and Fairfield County, we submit that Columbus did not approve the alternate that was adopted by the Fairfield County Budget Commission. When they adopted the alternate, they used a motion that says we adopted it as follows. And when they recited the alternate as follows, it wasn't the same alternate adopted by the Budget Commission. In fact, it was lacking several paragraphs that the Budget Commission's alternate had. The calculations came out with different distributions. So we submit that they didn't approve the same alternate, one that came out with the same calculation and distribution.
You've used your time, Mr. Green. That's the red light. Thank you. Mr. Hart.
Good morning, Mr. Chief Justice. Good morning, members of the court. Mr. Fairness. I would respectfully take issue with two items that Mr. Fairness raised moments ago. First being the conceptual proposition of law that the City of Columbus did not adopt the alternative method as was adopted by the Budget Commission. If the court were to review Appendix pages 20 to 25 in Appellee's brief, you will find that the City of Columbus did in fact incorporate by whole cloth the resolution enacting the alternative method in the City of Columbus resolution. Now, the City of Columbus did use a bit different language than the language initially used by the Budget Commission resolution. It identified different figures that were contained in Exhibits 1 and 2 to the City of Columbus's resolution. However, and in addition to that, the City of Columbus did adopt a resolution which incorporated the Budget Commission's resolution entirely. So I think it is somewhat erroneous or misleading to indicate that the City of Columbus did not adopt the resolution as was adopted by the Budget Commission.
Other than being statutorily authorized and directed to represent the County Budget Commission, which obviously the prosecutor is in that county, what is your interest? Is your interest aligned with Lancaster? Is your heart interest aligned with Lancaster, or are all these other people that you represent really wanting Columbus to approve the allocation? Probably because Columbus proved a lesser allocation and gives them more money.
Essentially, that's the bottom line, Your Honor.
So what this has caused is a real division within Fairfield County over the local government fund.
I believe that's correct. I do believe, in addition to that, though, that the statute is clear and unambiguous, and it is not technical in nature. And because it is not technical in nature, it should be given its common, ordinary, and usually accepted meaning.
Counsel, but this version of the statute in 1991,
I'm sorry?
This version was enacted in 1991.
The alternative formula?
Right.
The alternative formula was adopted on April 8, 1996, for distribution year 1997.
No, but the statute was enacted.
Oh, the statute appears to be effective July 26, 1991, right? And I'm looking at 5747.53 of the code.
And that's where the language is in dispute,
yes, in subdivision A, and also in subdivision
General Assembly, when they did this, was thinking in terms of having a large municipality which has a little book down into a county such as Fairfield, for example, into Delaware County, be the municipality that's controlling these decisions that didn't sign it.
To be honest, Your Honor, I don't know what the rationale was at the time this was enacted. I do know that .63 of the code was enacted in 1989 and has been on the books for some time, right? But I don't know what the rationale was or what they considered at the time they enacted this statute.
There's nothing in the committee notes or anything else that would indicate that by this language, and you argue by what means plain reading of it, that they even thought about or contemplated having this scenario spin up that we have here in this case.
I'm unaware that there is anything in those notes that would give us any clue.
And is this pattern followed anywhere else that you know of in the state?
Well, I'm not aware that anyone else in the state has followed the lead, if you will, of Fairfield County. County Budget Commission, but I am reminded of the time when I was a small child requesting my mother to stay outside late at night because all my other friends were, and she said, "We jump off a cliff," and they all jumped off too. So I believe that while it may have some bearing on this case as to whether or not other counties and other budget commissions have any decisions the opposite way, I don't think that it's controlled.
We've discussed plain reading of the statute. Why couldn't another plain reading be the legislative authority of the city with the greatest population?
If you use that criterion, then you are ignoring the language, the phrase located wholly or partially within the county. And I believe because that...
No, I wouldn't be. I guess, again, I suggested another way to read this. The legislative authority of the city with the greatest population. Do that read-through, and that immediately to you implies the city with the greatest population in Fairfield County.
In the county.
If they leave out the other... Now we come back and let's assume a scenario in which Columbus actually has a greater population in Fairfield County than Lancaster does, growth of Columbus.
Then you would have guessed.
Okay, so if you read it that way, you would be looking at the legislative authority of the city with the greatest population. That city would then be Columbus under that fact pattern.
I believe that's correct.
And then you look to the other part, and that tells you, yeah, it can be a city whose council actually meets in another county and is known as a Franklin County city more than a Fairfield County city, but since it's the city with the largest population in this county, they should be the tail that wags the dog here as well.
And I believe that yes, and that is our position based upon a fair reading of the statute as it exists. We do believe that the city of Columbus is the appropriate.
Well, I understand it, but I'm suggesting there is another way to read the statute, and that would be that if, in fact, Columbus had the greatest population in Fairfield County, then the modifying language allows you to look them, even though they're not wholly located.
Correct.
But only if they also have the greatest population of any city in Fairfield County.
Yes, sir.
Yes, what?
I would agree with that.
But if you agree with that, you lose.
Well, I don't intend to lose at this point. If I did, I wouldn't be here today.
Why can't this be just in statutory interpretation, just a place modified? The legislature clearly intended with the greatest population. to modify city. And just they, you know, there are certain articles over there, as we well know, they certainly do these things by committee where the common good is people get them. The net city of a great population, whether the population is partially whole or not, it's the biggest place, not both.
Common
sense reading.
I would agree that this needs to be a common sense reading, and on occasion, the General Assembly is inarticulate. However, given the issue that we have here, as simple as it is, susceptibly simple, I think, that in order to come to a different conclusion than City of Columbus, there has to be some violence done to the language that has been presented by the General Assembly. Or, if not violence, then there needs to be words implied, as Mr. Berenice has indicated, that if the City of Lancaster were to be the largest city, then you would have to read into that statute that they were, that the city is the largest, has the largest population within the county.
What reason would the legislature, have to let the tail wag go? What rationale, what purpose, what goal would possibly be in their mind that happened?
I believe that the legislature, when it defined the three classes, if you will, of subdivisions, political subdivisions, approved the Board of County Commissioners, the largest city we're talking about and arguing about, and a majority of the other townships, villages, and their cities. I believe that it was an attempt by the General Assembly to be as fair as possible about how this alternative formula would come about by agreement.
How is the legislature, as a current fraction of the population of the county, well, it's presently fair? What's fair about that?
I think that's a very good question. I hope I have a good answer for you. And that is, if you look at any other criterion, you get into the argument, as I believe you had raised earlier, well, what about a political subdivision that maybe have five people in the political subdivision? Let's say City of Columbus. If City of Columbus had five individuals living within its municipal boundaries, but still City of Columbus being as large as it is, if the General Assembly were to have used that type of criteria, then there would be constant litigation over, well, we have five people in this city, we have 20 people in that city, we have 2,000 people here. We don't know where to draw the line, and I think the General Assembly, in writing the statute, enacting the statute, the way it did so in a fashion to avoid that type of argument. Where do you draw the line in terms of population? That's correct. Located either wholly or partially within the county.
That's the issue, but it's still the county.
And I cannot answer that. I don't know what that rationale would be. I would like to respond to
one response to that was given by Mr. Johnson, as you know, in his opinion. That as cities grow in metropolitan areas, they in population, in their geographic area, that it may be appropriate that said existing in each county, which is the greatest population, should be extended the right to approve or disapprove the use of that county's proposed alternative formula with statutory formula. That, I guess, is one, would be one reason that, because this does apply, I would guess we would see this usually in counties that are in that metropolitan areas, although, see, they're not all the parties here, not certainly, but,
I think it is also important to look at the statute, the language as it's been written. And if you move those phrases around, you still come to the same conclusion. If you choose the city of Columbus as the largest city, you don't need to add language to what's there. You don't need to take any language away. You don't have to massage the language. Because, if I may quote, in section 5747.53, if you use the language legislative authority of the city with greatest population, and then insert located wholly or partially in the county, you still come to the same conclusion as you have here. On the other hand, if you were to follow the appellant's position, you would have to insert language that is not there in order to come to the conclusion that the city of Lancaster is the appropriate party. And I don't believe that the General Assembly meant other than what it said. Now, on another side, I don't think that I do take issue with the argument of the appellant focusing upon the word or. Because if you focus on the word or, then, as Mr. Berenice indicated, you have a situation where the Budget Commission is choosing, in this case, either the city of Lancaster or the city of Columbus. Then it becomes an issue of discretion. And then the issue becomes, is there an abuse of that discretion? And I don't hear anything on behalf of the appellant today indicating that there is an abuse of discretion issue. So on that basis, I would urge the court to affirm the Board of Tax Appeals decision based upon the fair reading of the statute giving its non-technical meaning.
Thank you, Mr. Hart.
Thank you.
Mr. Berenice, you've used your time, which may take 30 seconds.
Okay.
First, I'd like to address the consistency between the language of the approval resolution of Columbus and the attached approval resolution of Rush Commission. Columbus resolution is unambiguous. It means what it says, and the Rush Commission resolution can't take because of that language. Secondly, the Ohio Constitution provides 50% of the income tax collected by the state return to the county of origination. It's a constitutional mandate. If this instruction is allowed to stand, Columbus and other like situated cities will eventually be able to pay those designated funds out of Fairfield County into a county that they were not intended to be in, and certainly upset the spirit and the intent of that constitutional provision. Secondly, there is no authority given by the General Assembly or the Budget Commission to exercise any discretion in choosing which city to get this pick. So if you adopt our construction of the word or, you go down a blind alley. It's an unexecutable statute. It is ambiguous.
Thank you. The case is submitted. You'll be advised of our opinion.